Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Southern California firefighters are making progress in fighting the Mountain Fire, which has destroyed over 130 structures in Ventura County. As some residents return to see their homes, Robert Wellsby with the Ventura County Fire Department
says, "Right now we're focusing on the recovery effort. Obviously, the fire has blown through this area, and while it might seem that the act of firefighting is over, we move into a whole nother process, and that is to help the residents who have lost their homes recover. And if that means we're shoulder to shoulder sifting through ashes, then that's what that means."
The fire is now 14% contained. The Justice Department unveils a thwarted Iranian plot to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Criminal charges unsealed by the Department of Justice cite an unnamed official in Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard who instructed a contact to kill Donald Trump. The documents say this instruction was passed along in September before the presidential election and included details on how to surveil and ultimately kill the former, now president-elect. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Israel's foreign minister travels to Amsterdam to meet with the Dutch Minister of Justice and Security, David Van Wiel. It comes after several Israeli soccer fans were attacked in the Dutch capital after a game last night. Van Wiel says Dutch and Israeli authorities are investigating.
"We want to have a safe Amsterdam for those Israeli citizens and Jews that are still in Amsterdam, and we will make sure that happens. And then we need to go after the people that perpetrated this, and we will prosecute them. And the Israeli government has promised us that they will help us in gathering evidence."
Authorities say some social media posts called on people to target Israelis. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, faces calls to resign after an independent report alleges that he knew John Smith abused more than 100 boys and young men at Christian summer camps. The BBC's Aleem Makbul reports.
"There were around 30 victims in the UK, but we now know of more than 85 others in Zimbabwe and South Africa, making him among the most prolific abusers associated with the Church of England. Archbishop Justin Welby says this week he's thought about resigning over the matter, but that others persuaded him to stay."
Smith died in 2018. In less than 48 hours, at least 9 people are stabbed in Seattle. Deputy Police Chief Eric Barden says today alone,
"We had an individual who committed 5 different stabbings in at least 4 different locations with 4 different victims. The injuries to those victims range from a minor cut to severe stab wounds."
That suspect is now in custody. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Here's some good news. Community Stories starts on November 12th. It'll air on WFHR on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 with me, your host, Melissa Kay.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
"Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger."
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense. Damian Lillard.
"I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy. That's just the kind of player he is. And I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight."
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms. Yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the 3 new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us 3 shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low near 30 tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Even with the sun back Monday, it only warms to 50. Currently 40 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Talk often. Get others involved. A message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, thank God. It's like this has been the worst week of the last decade. Amazing. Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today. Left behind, how neoliberalism's legacy cost Democrats the 2024 election. Also, will Donald Trump satisfy his voters? How quickly will he fail them? And a crazy alert, Ted Cruz's daughter is up to some, well, I'll tell you about it. In the second hour of our program, the extreme hateful Trump supporters are out calling for rape squads, violence, telling black people that get ready, they're going to pick you up and take you to the plantation. Exactly what we should have expected. Will Trump begin his mass deportations in Aurora, Colorado, where he says Venezuelan gangs have taken over the city? Well, the mayor of Denver, Mike Johnston, says, nope, we're not going to cooperate with requests that are immoral, unethical, or unfair. In fact, there's a whole bunch of states and municipalities that are speaking out right now and saying, no, Trump's not going to run this show for us. We'll see. Also in the second hour of our program, some rays of light through the darkness. I'll share with you some good news that came out of the election this week. In the third hour of our program, It Deserves to Fail, a renowned writer, Ali Mostal, just lays a devastating attack on the United States, or at least on our voters, on our voting public. And the Green Party screws it up again, and they did it with MAGA help. How green will America get with Trump? Not so much, but... But anyhow, they helped kick Bob Casey out in Pennsylvania. It was the green vote. And John Fetterman is having none of it. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. And, of course, it's Anything Goes Friday, so, you know, whatever's on your mind, it's you and me for 3 hours. We have no guests today. And so I'll be, you know, when I'm not ranting, I'll be taking your calls, and certainly a lot to talk about today. My op-ed today at HartmanReport.com, our daily take, is Left Behind, How Neoliberalism's Legacy Cost Democrats the 2024 Election. We just elected a guy who's fine with the planet melting down, kids getting shot in school, insurance companies going back to denying coverage from pre-existing conditions, and who wants to weaponize the federal government the way that dictators do. So what happened? I mean, Democrats thought that this election, this 2024 election, was going to be all about Donald Trump ending democracy and abortion. I thought that. Most of you thought that. We pretty much all thought that. Most of the news media thought that. Most of the pundits thought that. But now the research is in, and we're finding instead that the election was all about who'd be best able to blow up the system so that people can get good jobs again. And, by the system, voters didn't mean democracy. We may get, an end of democracy, but really what they meant is this neoliberal system that Ronald Reagan put into place in 1981 and that has been kept in place up until the Biden presidency. Now, neoliberalism in a nutshell combines free trade, In other words, ship our factories offshore. Low taxes. In other words, the billionaires get richer and richer. And an end to the power of unions. Your wages go down. All of those things have happened since Reagan as a result of neoliberalism. And people are over it. I mean, back in 2016, in the presidential primaries in 2016, there were two candidates explicitly rejecting neoliberalism. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And that's why Donald Trump became president. And frankly, if the Clinton machine hadn't pushed Bernie Sanders out of the way, I think Bernie Sanders would have become president. Because they were both speaking to this. I mean, Joe Rogan in the 2016 election was supporting Bernie Sanders, as was Howard Stern. I mean, the whole spectrum. But, you know, and Bernie's call to end neoliberalism was complete. He wanted to end the offshoring. He wanted to bring jobs back home. He wanted to pass card check to reinvigorate unions. He wanted to raise taxes on the morbidly rich and profitable corporations. Trump's call to end neoliberalism was only partial. He just wanted to bring the factories back home, or at least said he wanted to, with tariffs. But he had no interest in raising taxes on rich people, although he campaigned on that. What he actually did was he cut taxes on rich people. And, you know, he by and large, he congratulated Elon Musk on not having unions. Said, they say they want a union, and usually you're fired. I mean, you know, but here we are. Working class people of all races basically looked around and said, you know, yeah, maybe the economy is great. Certainly it's great for wealthy people. But, you know, 43 years of this crap and I still don't have a union. I still can't, you know, have a decent standard of living on a single paycheck like my parents could or grandparents could. And, you know, so I'm going to vote for the guy who's promising to shake the system up because this system is not working for me. And here's the irony of this whole thing. Joe Biden actually did what Bernie Sanders was talking about, to the extent he could. I mean, he originally had this $6 trillion Inflation Reduction Act. But Joe Biden actually did what people wanted. You know, Joe Biden actually kept Trump's tariffs in place and added more of his own. Joe Biden raised taxes on corporations and billionaires significantly. 15% minimum tax for corporations right across the board. He tightened up the border. And he wanted to sign a major immigration reform. He was the first president in the history of the country to walk a picket line. So what happened? If Joe Biden was doing the stuff that everybody voted for Trump because they wanted Trump to do, and that seems to be what the exit polls are telling us, then what happened? Well, people, here's the simple reality. People didn't know that Joe Biden had done any of those things. I mean, we live in an era where the media is, you know, feels no obligation whatsoever to actually inform you about what's going on. They, you know, every decision made in the newsrooms of the major media in America, these are all for-profit operations. Every decision made in their newsrooms is based on basically the clickbait question. Will this headline, will this story get the maximum number of clicks? And stories about how great the economy is doing never get any clicks. So what should have happened that didn't happen over the last 4 years? What should have happened is that Joe Biden should have walked out of the White House every single day to talk to the press and said, hey, the economy is better than it's ever been before. Look at what we're doing. Which is exactly what Donald Trump did for 4 full friggin' years. Now, Trump filled his press, his daily, you know, they weren't even press conferences. I mean, more often than not, he'd just walk out the front door of the White House, talk to a bunch of people in the press, and then walk back in. And his rants were filled with lies and prevarications and BS. But he did it. And Biden didn't. I mean, we can blame the right-wing media all day long. It's certainly a big factor. But if Biden had done that every day, it would have cut through the right-wing media. You know, sadly, Biden is just not good at this kind of thing. He's very good at running a government. And that's, you know, that's the irony here, is that Biden was the first president since Jimmy Carter to repudiate neoliberalism and never got any credit for it at all, including from Kamala Harris. And she was not explicit about that. I mean, she was running around talking about abortion and democracy. And people voted to end, you know, abortion bans in all but one of the red states where they were on the ballot, seven states. But they still voted for Trump because they want their damn jobs back. What say you? I'll be back in 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Oh, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and helps you control blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep the bottle right next to my bed where I can have it in the morning with my coffee. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, Super S-U-P-E-R, Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, superbearing.com. And when you check out, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, and you get 15% off. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
We are jobs that go overseas, left folks out in the cold. Neoliberal promises, all turned to fool's gold. Factory shutdowns go dark, or billionaires cashing high. They bought our silence for decades while the middle class watched it die. Bring it back home. Take a stand. It's how we reclaim our land. Jobs, unions, and fair pay too. We're fighting to pull through. Bring it back home. Make it right. Reclaim the dream. Ignite the fire.
Welcome back. As dark and bleak prospects for Trump's second term outlined by a Duke political scientist, this is interesting. New York Times, Thomas Edsel is reporting the New York Times that Herbert Kitchell, who is a political scientist at Duke University, is looking at this. And he says that the policies that the former president is proposing for his second term will not deliver on the desires of his angry voters. He says Trump's current ideas to soothe the ills of the knowledge society through tariffs and eviction of immigrants won't work. There is a strong probability that these policies will disappoint the president's core constituencies. Fewer jobs will be created through reindustrialization, and the absence of immigrants will hurt instead of improve the labor market payoffs of many natives. All while the real incomes of the less well-off will be reduced by a surge of tariff-induced inflation that bond and gold markets are now already anticipating. He says Trump then may well want to make sure that his disenchanted supporters, as well as those who always oppose Trumpism, will not get another chance to express their opinions. In other words, you know, a neo-fascist crackdown. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz gave an acceptance speech yesterday. And this was hysterical. He's up on stage with his wife and his two daughters. And he says, and I believe and I hope and pray that Donald Trump will be reelected as president of the United States. His election got called before Trump's. And as he's saying this, one of his daughters, Carolyn Cruz, leans over to her mother and says, her mother, Heidi, and says, don't clap for that. Yeah, it happens in the best of families. All right. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Friday, as mentioned earlier. Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's up?
excuse me. I was telling your screen or something, a couple points I was going to ask, but let me ask you a question. Why do you think Donald Trump won?
I think Donald Trump won because working class people want to be able to go back to a time in America where one paycheck could buy a house, buy a car, give you a vacation, and let you retire with dignity.
Well, let me put a thing, David. It was Axelrod. I was watching CNN yesterday morning, and he was talking about, and he said this, and Bernie Sanders said the same thing, that the Democratic Party has become a smarty pants, suburban, college educated party.
Yeah, my point.
Well, pardon me?
Go ahead.
Well, okay. okay, if that's what the Democratic Party has become, and I was watching Joe Scarborough today. He said the same thing on losing working class people.
Yeah. This is what all the polls are telling us, is that working class people are fleeing. Now, it's not what the Democratic Party actually is. Like I said, Joe Biden is the first president in history to walk a picket line. Joe Biden, did just great stuff for working class people. But nobody knows about it. And so the ad that was seen more than 30 million times, or was played more than 30 million times, probably seen more than 30 billion times, was this ad where Kamala Harris is saying, yes, we're going to give transgendered people in prison the opportunity to have the surgery that they want, followed by, mostly black people saying, that's not my priority. I want a good job. And at the very end, it says, Kamala Harris is for they, them. Donald Trump is for you. And that ad was the ad that got Trump the White House.
Yes, I agree with that. But I'll tell you what Gavin Newsom said yesterday, that one of the mistakes that Vice President Harris made was not going on the Joe Rogan show.
Yeah.
He talked to people, and this is the argument. If me from a little bit right of center conservative or independent, Kamala Harris... And I don't know it's because I know she had a short time to do it, but that brings up another point. Bloomberg said today, although when he met, I was given the Congressional Medal of Freedom back in May, that he realized that Joe Biden was having problems. Mm-hmm. And the question that came up, who knew it and who covered it up?
I agree. The Biden, Joe Biden should have been a one-term president. He essentially said he was going to be a one-term president when he was running 4 years ago. And, we should have had a Democratic primary, and we should have, picked somebody who could, who could have won. And that may well have been Kamala Harris. I don't know. But, this thing that has been part of the Democratic Party since the Kennedy years in a way, but particularly since Bill Clinton and, we're going to hand the throne over to Hillary. It's her turn next, basically the party picking the next, it's got to go. We should have had a primary. Bill, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. Southern California firefighters have made some progress against a wildfire that's destroyed more than 100 homes since it began Wednesday morning. Joey Parrish of Camarillo says he barely had enough time to grab his cat and escape.
We looked out the windows and saw a lot of smoke in the canyon and cars going down the road with horns of blaring and get out of here, get out of here.
Federal prosecutors say a man named Farhad Shakari, who is believed to be residing in Iran, told investigators that Iranian officials pushed him to plan an attack against Donald Trump last month. CBS's Scott McFarland says the planned attack also hits closer to home.
Prosecutors also charged two New York City men alleging they were recruited by Shakari to help with this enterprise.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar following Israelis attacked in Amsterdam.
The horrible attacks gave the feeling that it is not secure for Jews or Israelis, and this is very tragic.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low near 30 tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, couple of showers around in the afternoon, and especially by night. A high near 50. Low 50s with rain wrapping up early Sunday. Even with the sun back Monday, it only warms to 50.
It's 39 right now.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
This is producer Greg, and Pat's on vacation all next week, but don't worry, we got special guest hosts Todd Alba, Matt Rothschild, and Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
or a question to pose. Today's the day, cause anything goes. Call the radio, share your heart from the biggest news.
It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Welcome back, picking up your calls. CeCe in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CeCe, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Sad Friday today. I don't have any humor because I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm hurt like everybody else. But one thing I do know is how to fight. I know that we got a big, task ahead of us. We didn't got knocked on the ground. They just get back up, as Biden says, and fight. But I want to engage in this conversation on assessing what happened. And I'm not buying this MSNBC talk and all that. What has happened, what we need to assess, is what happened at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court tipped the scale. They have broken the Constitution. That man shouldn't even been in the race, first of all. That's the conversation we should be having.
Yeah, that's an important point.
Another conversation we should be having is the power of the AMP. We don't have the power of the AMP, as you always talk about. They got millions of, not millions, but a lot. I tell you what. Take a drive across country and forget your CD player or your podcast and tune into the radio. That's all you have to do when you travel. But yeah. Another thing, Harris and Clinton were the most qualified candidates in American history. Mm-hmm. They went down, and they went down because of their agenda, first of all. And Harris, you know, raised. Also, Tom, I want to get Mr. Palace back on. I'm going to be waiting on him. Because I haven't heard anything on MSNBC, and I'm going to talk about MSNBC because they're supposed to be the live station, which I think their conversation is always guided. By the way, that commercial you're talking about that was repeated 30,000 times, that didn't just start with that commercial. MSNBC rotates a commercial all the time where you got two black guys locking up and kissing. I'm not against gays. I don't even like seeing heterosexuals on TV locking up and spreading spots, kissing, mm-hmm. that type thing. That was ran a whole year in advance. Because wow. Democrats just as vulnerable to those things as anybody else. We're not all, you know, innocent. Our hands ain't clean.
Sure.
You know, we've got bigots on this side as much as they got bigots on the other side. It's time for us to have an adult conversation on this gay issue, this black issue, this immigrant issue. And also, we need to support. Tom, how many times did Kamala come on your show? Zero.
Zero. You know, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then somebody's talking about her going on Rogan's show. What about us?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one thing. We are a war, I think, is coming. In fact, I think it's going to be imminent. Putin is talking about this New World Order and all that stuff. Mm. I get that. And so I'm pulling out my money off the stock market, which I was dependent on. I'm going I'm glad you mentioned that about Warren Buffett, because I'm going his route.
Yeah.
Also, one last thing, Tom, I know I'm on the rant. I know you can feel the passion. I'm hot. I want to fight. I ain't all this turned down the temps and stuff. And I ain't talking about fighting violently. I'm talking about strategically. We need podcasting. The communications line on the main networks have been shut down as far as our message. We have to be dictated to what our problem is. I have a podcasting system. I'm going to crank it up. I'm going to crank it up. Me and my partner, we're going to get on this podcasting system before you can hear the middle-class black people talk, which you don't hear. Mm-hmm. All they put on MSNBC are basically sophisticated talking heads. Right. That's the sweet. And the black people, you got the street to the sweep. And you don't hear the street of middle class. You get the street on free speech. You get the street hood type talk. Yes, and the stereotype. Yeah, free speech does that. So, Tom, you're going to have to cut me off. I'm just so hot because I'm up against a 400-year marketing campaign.
Yeah, I got it, CeCe. I got it. And I have to move along, but your rant was brilliant.
I want to encourage everybody to smile. I saw a Mexican guy in Menards this morning. It made me laugh. Mm-hmm. He was proud. He had a nice big red hat. And I made up the cash register. She laughed, too, because I laughed. Mm-hmm. We got to find humor. Don't let them take your joy. Don't let them take your spirit. Fight.
There you
fight.
Go. Okay.
But not violently. No
Thank
violent
you, CeCe.
Fighting.
Thank
fight
you, CeCe.
What I hear.
Yeah, I'm
Thank
with you.
You.
Thank you. Yeah. Dennis, and that was a good one. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, a lot. You know, I wanted to bring up the phone-in bomb threats And I got to wonder how many people ended up not voting in all those battleground states just because of that alone.
It was probably a few thousand, maybe tens of thousands, but certainly not apparently not enough to actually change the election. I'm still, looking forward to seeing the purge numbers, how many people were purged, which states. Although I'm not sure most of the red states are even going to be reporting those numbers, but we'll see.
No, they won't. And that's the other thing is we don't know how many people were denied the right to vote, even though they should have been voting. The purge, the bomb threats. Also, I didn't see too many pro-Harris ads on the National Football League football games, but there were plenty of pro-Trump ads. Right. And you know how many redneck-type people would be watching pro football on a Sunday? And the one ad I didn't see were clips from January 6th, especially of that cop getting squeezed in the door jam. Where was that ad?
Yeah. Well, what I didn't see, Dennis, and admittedly, I don't live in a swing state, so I didn't see an awful lot of the national, of the presidential election ads. I catch a lot of them on YouTube, and they pop up on the media that I read every day. And what I never saw, and maybe I just missed it, but I never saw a Harris ad that was directed toward working class men. Particularly Hispanic and black men, but also working class white men. I never saw an ad that specifically targeted working class men. Did you?
And I know the ad that would have fit there. It would have been the one saying that Trump lost 3 million jobs because of his covidiocy.
Exactly.
Where was that ad?
Well, and his economy in the 3 years before that was, never as good as Obama's or Clinton's.
That he added $1 trillion to the debt.
Right, exactly.
What was that ad?
Yeah, there are a bunch of ways it could have been crafted, but instead, most of the ads were, we're going to make the country better and everything's going to be wonderful and we're going to save democracy and, or Donald Trump is a dark, is a demonic force. And people just weren't buying that, apparently.
Well, that could be true, but, they didn't get the good reminders. They didn't get the good reminders of how bad things were 4 years ago,
exactly.
And that Trump totally mishandled the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that would have been what the money would have been spent on. She had a lot of money to spend on TV ads. Where'd the money go?
Yeah.
One other thing is, it's just a fantasy, I know. But to me right now, if it could happen, I would be all behind it. California, Oregon, and Washington, mm-hmm. New Mexico and Colorado, Minnesota, New England and the Mid-Atlantic states all seceding from the Union and either joining Canada or becoming our own nation, and Puerto Rico and Hawaii declaring independence. Right now, I got to tell you, I have, they've been saying that we have more in common with the Trumpanzees. I don't see that I have anything in common with anybody who supports Trump.
Yeah, I agree. And this is also, Kamala Harris's kind of her closing message was, let's all bring America together. And America's not in a mood to come together right now. It's like, to hell with them. That's kind of the national slogan right now. And
I got to tell you, another fantasy I had was the one house in my neighborhood here in liberal Santa Cruz County that had Trump signs and all that. And by the way, there was one on Highway 1 on the freeway. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that somebody tore it in half and just let it hang. Like doing some physical damage to this house, like setting it on fire. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to get arrested. I'm 70 years old. I don't think I'd do well in jail. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that are thinking like me, like, screw the middle left. The entire former Confederacy, except for Virginia, voted for Trump. Yeah. Think about that.
No,
it goes up into the Midwestern states.
I know. I'm with you, Dennis. It's just a massive failure of Democratic messaging for not just this election, but for the last 4 years. And what's so ironic is every time a Democratic member of Congress comes on this program, whether it's Pramila Jayapal or Sheldon Whitehouse or Ro Khanna or Mark Pocan, we've had a dozen of them. And they come on and
call
some listeners. And every single time, at least one listener will call and say, you guys, your message sucks. Fix your damn message. And, Nobody was paying attention. Well, Dennis, I got to run. Thank you. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a minute. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarine, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbarine is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbarine.com, code TOM. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbarine.com, code TOM.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh yeah, 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, and so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show, bring your facts and your fight. I'm ready for the truth, let's set the record right.
Welcome back, 10 minutes before the hour. Cliff in Santa Clarita, California. Hey, Cliff, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. You said it. What a week.
Yeah. We're still
here,
though.
I'm completely outraged, Tom. I'm completely outraged about the genocide in Gaza and what's happening to the Palestinian people. I'm outraged that there isn't more outrage. The world is witnessing this horrific catastrophe. And this has all happened with the approval of the United States government. We're supplying billions of weapons to Israel, makes us complicit. And, you know, Joe Biden allowing the war criminal Netanyahu to slaughter tens of thousands of civilians, women and children. It's sickening to me, Tom. I don't know how this is justified. The silence is deafening. There doesn't seem to be getting the news coverage it deserves, bombing apartment buildings and shelters and schools. It seems nothing is off limits over there.
Yep.
And I get it. You know, a year ago, October was a horrific, terrible terrorist attack, taking hostages, killing civilians. I get it. And those responsible deserve to be killed. But we're up to over 50,000 dead Palestinians. At least, no idea how many are injured, how many have lost limbs and are maimed for life, and how many of those 50,000 plus were members of Hamas or affiliated with Hamas. I mean, as far as I know, Tom, indiscriminate killing of civilians is a war crime. Netanyahu's a war criminal, and it's just so heartbreaking, Tom, the displacement, the famine, the starvation. I mean, just because we're allies with Israel doesn't mean that we're supposed to accept anything that they do. And as you know, this incompetent orange bastard wants to let Bibi finish the job,
right,
whatever that means.
Right. And his son-in-law wants to start building luxury apartments on the Mediterranean coast in what was once Gaza. No, I share your outrage, Cliff. You know, I couldn't have said it any better. We should never have allowed this to go this far. Whether the Biden administration is going to change their policy with regard to Israel over the next 2.5 months is, you know, up in the air. But we know that when Trump comes into office, he's going to tell Bibi, you know, do whatever you want. And yeah, my son-in-law would love to build some apartments. The one thing that might constrain him, Netanyahu, is Saudi Arabia. But so far, they haven't really spoken up. So we'll see where this goes. Cliff,
how much is AIPAC involved in this?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
And I need to move along.
Okay.
Hey, Cliff, thanks for the call. Ramon in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Ramon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was talking about the abortion. And, you know, Trump was able to overturn it, the Roe v. Wade, in his term. And then I'm thinking, when Biden got in there, how come he wasn't able to overturn that? It's like they ran on that platform. And instead of saying, you know, we overturned it, now, you know, it's now overturned. And right. I tell you, here in Texas, girls don't want to get pregnant no more.
Oh, I know.
Because of
I know.
What's
happening. They're terrified.
So,
you know,
I'm
was,
trying to understand
it,
why he could.
It was Trump's Supreme Court that struck down the in 1973, the Supreme Court said that based on the Constitution, based in large part, the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, which protects your right to privacy, that based on the Constitution, women have a constitutional right to abortion, that's a decision between them and their doctor that the state shouldn't interfere in until the time of viability, until, 6 months into the pregnancy, basically. And, that stood until last year when in the Dobbs decision, or the year before last, when in the Dobbs decision, the Supreme Court struck down their own ruling. They just simply reversed their own ruling. Trump's role in that was putting three of those people on the Supreme Court. When Biden came into office, the Supreme Court was still the exact same people. And so he couldn't, reverse the Supreme Court. Only Congress can reverse the Supreme Court. And, the problem that Biden has is that Congress, was just not willing to do this. I mean, you had Republicans who would filibuster it in the Senate. You had, in the last 2 years, Republicans controlled the House of Representatives. So, there was just, no way to do it, Ramon. And now, it's what's happening is on a state-by-state basis, people are basically taking back their, taking back Roe v. Wade. And that just happened in seven states, which is almost all of them red states, which is a good thing. But it's still, at the federal level, we still have this problem. And if Trump decides to do what J.D. Vance demanded Merrick Garland do a year ago, which is to start enforcing the Comstock Act, which is a law that was put on the book in the 1870s and is still there. The Comstock Act makes all abortion illegal. It makes it illegal to ship anything that could be used for an abortion or even information about abortions through the mails. And that includes FedEx, UPS, and everything else. And that would shut down, every abortion clinic in America and outlaw the abortion pills. So, and that's J.D. Vance's, explicit position. Trump has not taken a position on that. That's also the position of Project 2025 of the Heritage Foundation. They want the Comstock Act enforced. And that doesn't require Congress or the Supreme Court. The president himself can simply say, we're going to start enforcing the Comstock Act through the Department of Justice. So, get ready. I'm expecting that to happen. And I think it's going to be a real shock to the system, but we'll see. There's so much we'll see here, Ramon.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that. I mean, I just couldn't understand how they have the power to do that. But
yeah, well, this project to take over the Supreme Court has been a Republican project that's been running for 45, 50 years, and they've been quite successful with it. It's cost them, billions of dollars, but it apparently was money well spent. Ramon, thank you for the call. Yeah. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break here at the top of the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right?
good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.